This is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with the roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the U.S., and the world.
A team of prominent experts on the Ebola virus published a report claiming limited air transmission of the virus is very likely. The report is published in MBio, a journal of the American Society of Microbiology. It raises questions about how much is known about how the virus could become airborne. Health experts and aid workers have generally accepted the view that the virus could only be contracted through bodily fluids. Dr. Michael Hosterholm, one of the authors of the article, says at least some degree of Ebola virus transmission currently occurs through infectious aerosols generated from the gastrointestinal tract, the respiratory tract, or medical procedures. Osterholm is an epidemiologist and directs the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota in the United States. The paper titled Transmission of Ebola Viruses, What We Know and What We Do Not Know, says respiratory transmission of Ebola is unproven. It says that contact with infected body fluids is by far the most common way that the virus is passed from one person to another. But the article says the virus can mutate and become airborne. The controversial article was co-authored by Gary P. Cobinger of Canada's Public Health Agency, where one of the Ebola vaccines now under testing was first developed. The disease has virtually disappeared in Liberia, but is still more prevalent in Sierra Leone and Guinea. As of Wednesday, the World Health Organization reports Ebola had sickened 23,253 people, killing 9,380 of them, in all but a handful in the three West African countries. The World Health Organization has approved the first rapid test kit for use in Ebola-affected countries in West Africa. WHO says the test will significantly speed up the process of ferreting out people who have become infected with the deadly Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein reports from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization calls this new antigen rapid test a breakthrough in efforts to detect the Ebola virus, which has infected more than 23,200 people and killed 9,365 in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea over the past year. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich tells VOA the test is not perfect, but good enough to make a significant difference.
The test can correctly identify 92% of Ebola-infected patients and 85% of those not infected with the virus. So it is, again, less accurate, but the advantages outweigh the risks.
Jazarevich says the rapid test should later be confirmed by the standard laboratory test that detects the virus's nucleic acid or genetic material. He says it is more accurate, but also more complex to use. He says these so-called PCR tests are performed in well-established laboratories and require fully trained personnel to administer them. In addition, he notes it takes between 12 and 24 hours to get results, unlike the rapid test, which can give results in 15 minutes and is much easier to apply.
It's easy to perform, does not require electricity, and it can be therefore used in lower healthcare facilities, lower level of healthcare facilities, or in mobile units for patients in remote settings. And it doesn't really require the highly trained personnel as for the other one.
The new rapid test was developed by the U.S.-based CorGenics Medical Corporation. The World Health Organization evaluated this diagnostic product under its emergency assessment and use procedure that seeks to provide minimum quality, safety, and performance assurances. Jazarevich says the cost of the product has not yet been set. He says Corgenix currently is finishing some administrative procedures with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which has approved the safety of the diagnostic test. He says this should be completed within the next 2 weeks. After that, he says, the test will be available for purchase. He says the group Doctors Without Borders has expressed interest in buying it. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ebola survivors in Sierra Leone are helping to train healthcare workers by showing them what to expect when dealing with Ebola patients. The training is a partnership between the International Organization for Migration, IOM, the World Health Organization, and the Sierra Leone Ministry of Health and Sanitation. Nina De Vries has more from Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown.
The training takes place in a stadium downtown. A mock hospital has been set up so people get a real sense of being at work.
Praise him for what he has done, great and mighty things.
Some Ebola survivors find great comfort in a song they wrote, thanking God they are still alive. They sing it when they meet for a panel discussion with healthcare workers going through training. Marina Sharif is one of those people. She caught Ebola from a local doctor.
And I want to make people know say Ebola. Yeah, because at one time,
speaking in her native Creole language, she says, I want to make people know Ebola is real, because when it started, people were in denial about it. They did not believe it existed. But it does exist. And that's why it's so important for healthcare workers to be prepared, says Yasmin Kande, the training supervisor with IOM. She says it's crucial for them to know how to properly put on and take off their protective gear. The virus is spread through contact with an infected person's bodily fluids, and patients often experience vomiting and diarrhea, so the slightest slip-up can turn healthcare workers into patients themselves. The workers are also taught what behavior to expect from Ebola patients, says Kande.
Patients who are delirious, confused, and these are some of the major challenges that crop up in the Ebola treatment units or centers, and we just want to prepare the health workers to be able to manage such challenges efficiently and compassionately.
Deanna Garda is a certified nurse and midwife who works in Seattle and is one of the people who went through the training. Garda says the mock treatment center was especially helpful.
They had little scenarios like there are needles on the ground, and we would walk in and then he would say, okay, I just want you to look at your feet. And we'd look down and there'd be sharps on the ground, and he would say, you need to be looking at everything when you walk in. And that has totally helped me, because that sort of thing happens when it gets really, really busy.
She adds that as challenging and busy as her time has been, it will be hard to leave, especially as she has been able to witness people overcome Ebola. The training with Ebola survivors began last November. Similar training is occurring in Liberia and Guinea, the other countries heavily affected by the disease. Nina De Vries for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day. Or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.
L'Afrique est pleine de tristesse de voir nos familles mourir. Ne touchons pas nos malades, ne touchons pas nos mourants. Tout le monde est en danger. Les jeunes et les anciens, il faut agir pour nos familles.
Ebola, Ebola,
invisible l'ennemi.
Ebola, Ebola,
invisible l'ennemi.
Ebola, Ebola,
invisible l'ennemi.
Ebola, Ebola,
Ebola, tu es notre ennemi. Si vous vous sentez malade, les docteurs vont vous aider. Je vous rassure, les docteurs vont vous aider. Il y a de l'espoir d'arrêter Ebola. Aie confiance au docteur.
Ebola.